how do we build our lives on the rock that is Jesus? And there are three quick things I just want to talk about, and then I'm going to finish with a story, okay? First thing is, it's about trust, it's about faith, isn't it? The reason how we build our lives on Jesus Christ is to do with what we put our trust in, what we actually believe and have faith in. And that faith is both for now and for the future, because for many of us, trust goes on through our lives right to the end of our lives. And that trust needs to build as it goes. And the strength of Jesus Christ is he strengthens us through all those things that happen to us, through the storm, as the song said. And that's the first thing, it's about trust. But how do we feed that trust? How do we build that trust? Because it's about living life every day, isn't it? The life I live, said Paul, not Paul Ferguson, Paul the Apostle, the life I live by faith in the Son of God. So how do we live our lives trusting and depending upon Jesus? Well, one is we need to know what he says about things. And you've been doing the story of the Sermon on the Mount, and those are the things that Jesus has talked about, how we live our lives and how we learn about him. So very simply, it's about getting to know who Jesus is. And that comes through reading our Bibles and understanding the things that he's said. So that builds our trust. As we know him, we trust him more, don't we? Because the people we get to know, perhaps you'll trust more, your family, your closest friends, because you know them, because you know they won't let you down. And the final thing is about communication. It's about keeping in touch with the person who we trust the most. And the way we do that is very simple. It's through prayer, isn't it? As we bring our lives onto the foundation of Jesus Christ, more and more, we bring those things that are kind of a little bit outside what he perhaps might want. We bring those in and we say, I'm going to trust Jesus for that. It might be about our money. We might say, you know what, actually, I need to make some decisions about how I use my money based upon what Jesus said I should do with my money. And that's a really important area. And the decisions we make each day are to do with how we relate to Jesus Christ. And the more choices we make, the right choices we make onto Jesus, the more our lives get built on a firmer and more solid foundation. Now, I want to finish with a story of a man who trusted Jesus Christ all his life. He's now in his 80s, but as a small boy, he had quite a difficult time. He went with his parents to the Far East. His parents were missionaries, and he was there when the war happened. And so as a small boy, even though he was a Christian, he'd given his life to Jesus Christ, his parents were interned or put in a prisoner of war camp. And so can you imagine a little boy trying to survive in a prisoner of war camp with his parents? He didn't have very good food. He didn't grow very much. And actually, even now when I speak to him, he has back problems and leg problems because of that time in prisoner of war camp. But that wasn't the only thing. Came back to England and he went to boarding school. And for him as a Christian, it was a lonely place. He was bullied and a very difficult time. But he stayed trusting in Jesus Christ. Went on to university, worked hard, got good grades, went to university and became a doctor himself. And went abroad to work in different places. Went to India and then to also the Far East. And when he came back, all those possessions that they'd had, their photos, their books, everything they'd gathered through the time, came back with them. But the problem was some water got in. And all those photographs and books were ruined. But he kept trusting in Jesus Christ. And as he grew older, had a family and married obviously before that. And as they got older, some more health problems came. He's now a carer. His wife has very poor eyesight and also very bad back. And so he has to do things for her every day in the house they live in London. He also decided, before he retired as a doctor, he'd get into some medical legal work and help in court, being an expert witness. And he did lots of court appearances, but one barrister didn't like him because he gave some evidence that was against him and he lost the case. So he tried to get him back and wrongfully accused him. And rather than fight it, this man decided to leave it and just stop doing that work, even though it kind of marred his reputation. But you know what? When I ring him up and speak to him and ask him how he is, the first thing he says to me is, "Praise the Lord, I'm fine. Thank you for calling. Thank you for asking how I am." His foundation, his trust in Jesus Christ has been unshakable through the years, through all those things that have happened, the storms of life, whether it be physical problems, those things to do with our health, whether it be emotional problems, bullying, or those kinds of things that happen to us at school, or whether it be possessions being lost, or whether it be your reputation and things to do with your job. His foundation is still in Jesus Christ. You might be wondering how I know all this. Because the man I'm talking about is my father. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness to us through the storms of life. Thank you that you are the one on which we can build. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength of foundation. And we ask today that you would help us be people who build our lives through the years on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.